from KQED.
Investigators still haven't determined the cause of the devastating Thomas Fire that ravaged Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Residents have filed a number of lawsuits putting the blame on local utility companies. Now, their attorneys want to stop one of those companies from repairing damaged power lines. KPCC's Prisca Neely explains.
Since the Thomas Fire broke out in December, more than $1.8 billion in insurance claims have been filed. Attorney Alex Robertson says the utility poles and power lines could be key to determining who has to pay for all of the damage.
Investigators want to look at the condition of the power lines. They're going to look for signs of charring.
Southern California Edison has started removing the damaged lines. Robertson and other attorneys representing victims have filed a temporary restraining order against the utility company. He says when potential evidence is moved off-site, it makes it harder to determine what caused the fire and where it started.
We then have to put all the pieces of the jigsaw back together again.
In a statement, Edison said they are carefully preserving all of the evidence, and its goal is to restore power to customers who have been without service and remove poles that pose a safety risk. A judge will decide what happens at a hearing Tuesday. For the California Report, I'm Prisca Neely in Los Angeles.